Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Now that we've gotten through the first hour, I gotta let people in. A little behind the scenes. Brian Hall tried to get the Hit 'Em Up ready. Y'all don't realize how savage Hit 'Em Up is till you're looking for a clean version.
It's good. It's just, I love the song and I want to play it. And I might get an instrumental for the next break, but. Yeah, it kind of takes out half the lyrics of the song when you got a clean version.
It's very heavy. I do agree that was a good producer call on that one. But this is the time of the show. And listen, I know you know what I'm about to say. I know it's ingrained in your head at the 11 o'clock hour. This is the time that Marcus reminds us because I was on Twitter. I was on social media, and I've watched people go through an experience this weekend. I know when you hit that moment, I know it crossed your mind. You said, Marcus told me, he warned me, and y'all found out the hard way that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split like we use at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. And remember, right now, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate through June on its multi-zone systems. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. So, Brian, did you manage to stay cool this weekend? Or did
not
you,
really.
Was it too many walks that
I
just
didn't have enough DFH.
Was it just too much just dog walking that cooked you, or did you hang outside?
I mean, yeah, to be honest, like I had several walks over the weekend. I've actually been staying at a client's house in Indiana, and it's miserable when you get out there. Like Sunday, actually, I made a trip to the pool just to kind of cool off. But hopefully, I think today is supposed to be warm, and I think it's supposed to be gradually coming back down after today. And I only got a few different walks I got to do today, so hopefully we'll get it done.
So, yeah, as far as DFH is concerned, you people can't say I didn't warn you. So here's the thing. Now we can lighten up a little bit. Lighten up the mood by having two conversations. Actually, we might not be lightening up the mood. The mood might be getting a little harsher and a little heavier. So I've been...
Dare I say hotter?
Not here, because we have DFH. This is the problem. I set up the show. I compared a situation where I said, I'll just blame Card Nation. Because that's my biggest interaction outside of, you know, a few individuals, Card Nation. I expect y'all to look out for me like I look out for you. I expect you to protect me from fallacies and falsehoods and things like that. When it happens. you know, we might have a little conversation, you know, on air, and somebody might give some advice or have an opinion, and y'all can hear me. You can literally hear me processing things on air. When I'm asked about questions, you know, I only have a few little hobbies and, you know, just a few little things that I like to do. So when I'm working on myself, I need y'all to be more forceful in your opinions. Because here's the thing. I've been trying to adjust my schedules a little bit, shorten up my naps a little bit, kind of get more of a normal human being's schedule, right? So I decided I'm a start adding a movie or a TV show, at least a 1 hour show, into my evenings. Kind of just to, I'm just trying to balance out my schedule a little better and make myself sit still. Cause I can go, I'll spend an entire evening going from room to room, feeling like I got to clean up something or I got to reorganize something, or, you know, I just kind of chicken head, cut off all that good stuff. I've been trying to make myself, Marcus, sit down 1 hour minimum, watch a movie, watch a TV show, unplug. Life doesn't have to be so serious. You don't have to sit around and, you know, look at all, you know, you just unplug and do an hour of mindless entertainment. And I look, and I'm not talking about the Facebook scrolling with the funny videos and the kid video. I'm just talking about somebody has prepared a movie or a TV show. Just calm down and sit still. Sit on your couch. Sit still for an hour. I've been working on it. Brian, there's two movies that Steve and myself have been talking about watching. And we started about probably 2 months ago when we brought this up. Roughly 2 months ago. Ish, maybe a month. That's not the point. I've watched two movies over the last 3 days. Or so. King Kong versus Godzilla, or Godzilla versus King Kong.
Did you like it? I've been debating on that one.
The other movie I watched last night was Mortal Kombat.
Like the old one? I know that's one of your favorites.
Take this. Don't take this wrong. Y'all make me sick. And listen, if the shoe fits, if you think I'm talking about you, I'm talking about you. If you don't think I'm talking about you, I'm not talking about you. Y'all make me sick. Those movies were awesome. Godzilla versus King Kong was awesome. Mortal Kombat was awesome. Those movies were high adrenaline. High, you know, they pulled out the graphics all they could. They, you know what? I just realized it's a microcosm of the way you consume sports. This is coming from somebody who does not watch a lot of movies. Right? Does not watch a lot of movies. So I appreciate them when I watch them. I watched that Godzilla versus King Kong. I looked at so much of the little things they covered. I saw the creativity, the imagination. You know what it didn't have? Recognizable actors. And you people, the actor was a little cheesy, but you sound like the same guy who said we shouldn't be excited. Well, Cooper, I don't care that he's getting a lot of people to Louisville. First of all, he got to get him to sign on the dotted line, and then he has to get him on the field, and then they have to be Hall of Fame college player. Then I say Cooper's a good coach.
I know where you're going with this, but quick question. So I know you were a big fan of the original Mortal Kombat. How does this one compare to that?
I'll get there.
Okay.
I will get there. Because right now, I'm going through that crisis. I'm going through that crisis. I watched the imagination of the Godzilla versus King Kong. I watched the adrenaline. I watched the situational setups. I watched. I'm not going to spoil alert, because chances are you thought about watching that Godzilla versus Kong, if you haven't watched it, you thought about watching it, and somebody told you, oh, no, the acting on it was a little subpar. You know how much money they spent on the graphics of that movie? Oh, some of that stuff was just unbelievable. So, I mean, when the guy goes through the thing and he turns his airplane around, and you're the same person that criticizes everything. Not critiques, criticize. You look for something in the background that's off, so you can have a reason not to just at the end of the day go, did you see the one where he had a wound on the wrong arm? what a joke. This whole movie, it's $300 million movie, and the guy, at first he was drinking a Coke, and then he was drinking a Sprite. this sucked. I watched Godzilla Kong, and it gave me every emotion that I would want to go through in a movie. And then I went to Mortal Kombat. I know the story. I played the games. I've seen the multiple versions of the Mortal Kombat. What could you not like about the Mortal Kombat story? Other than, sorry, spoiler alert, but this part I don't care because you should know better by now. You know it's going to be a part two. That's the one thing I can even possibly hear you even thinking about criticizing, is that you can guarantee the next Mortal Kombat is coming in 24 months. And the only reason I'm giving you a pass on the Mortal Kombat part is my dad says he likes closure. My dad hates TV shows that don't give you closure. He said, I need the Jack Bauer. I need this stuff to get wrapped up. Every show, I need a finish line to the show. So I have like lightened up on people who can't do to be continued shows. I can handle that. Brian, you're going to have to tell me in my ear who that one is. Okay, that's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. Let's get to the phone lines real quick and wish me luck on this one. Softball Dad Dustin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Man, I got a lot on my mind. One, I've been kind of in and out, but the only thing I heard was something about the best movie that'll make you think, and you couldn't remember the name of it, so it can't be that damn good. About a guy, I think. Ross or something.
Oh, Glengarry Ross. No, I could think of it. I just didn't know if it was Glenn Ross or Glengarry Ross or Glengarry Glenn Ross.
And then I get back in the car, and I'm hearing Mortal Kombat and King Kong and Godzilla. And am I listening to the Maven show, or am I listening to Siskel and Ebert? That's not why I called. I called because rumor has that you have a beef with me.
Oh.
I'm going as fast as I can, man. I'm trying to get. As a matter of fact, I just left. I'm getting ready to go back. So we're working on it. Be patient, but don't use your beef with me for somebody else. If you've got a beef,
fair enough.
Come on, come with me. Come at me.
Fair enough. I will pull up. I will pull up right on you too.
All right, y'all be good.
Appreciate the call. So we've been setting up a Four Pegs project, and I've been accusing Softball Dad Dustin of delaying our event. Gonna have a little get together, Four Pegs get together, and it's not his fault. And I know it's not his fault, but I've been blaming on him publicly. I like to do that. So that's what that was about. And I'm glad I didn't cut you off, Softball Dad Dustin, because I was gonna say, Brian, we know the rules. If you're a day one for this show, this is a continuous show.
Oh yeah,
you don't get to just. I'm in my car sometimes, and I'm out the car sometimes, and sometimes. Dude, you got AirPods. You put one AirPod in your one ear, and you take care of your business with your open ear. But you don't tune out to this. Like, well, are you crazy?
Well, he did call in, and he was like, have y'all just been talking about movies all day? And I was like, what is he talking about? And I was like, I know he's talking about Mortal Kombat and King Kong and Godzilla right now, but what's the other movie he's talking about? I was like, I don't remember Marcus talking about another one. And he couldn't remember the name, and I was like, you must have just tuned in for like a couple seconds.
Right? He's lucky I'm in a chipper mood, or I would have ripped him a new one just for popping in and out and then acting like he knew.
Yeah, for not knowing the whole gist of the story, you know?
Right, softball dad Dustin. But
taking snippets.
But again, I feel like the public let me down by not acknowledging that those are two awesome movies. And I recommend them. And if you watch movies to find something to criticize, don't watch it, because all movies suck, and just stop watching movies. If you sitting around criticizing Mortal Kombat and King Kong, that's
I'll be
one.
Honest, I thought the first hour was great football talk about David Cooper.
Listen, I did too. And I had to get some other things off my chest. So here's the other thing, Brian.
I think you're starting to feel better. I think the chipper side's about to come around.
It is. It is, but. Here's the problem, Brian. This one's kind of a longer. Okay, here's what I'm debating. Do I take Steve Rummage to court today?
Is he coming on?
Or do I just tell him? I don't believe he's coming on.
I don't believe him either.
Okay.
Is he telling you he is?
Should he go? Because we had an incident this weekend, Ryan. And I'm wondering if he should go to people's court. Or should I just tell a simple story?
Well, can you give me like a kind of like some kind of clue as to what it might be without not giving away too much, and I can make a determination?
I tell you what, we'll do that after the commercial break. But here's the thing. I'm not taking a commercial break just yet because I want to do some housekeeping really quick. TJ Klein, son of Nancy Lieberman, Quan 4. Officially on the TBT.
Quan 4. Really?
And TJ Klein. Don't ask me, y'all. Listen. Don't antagonize me. Here's the thing. I can hear y'all right now. Ooh, Marcus. Stuff is getting announced that ain't on your show. Ooh. Like, don't gas me up, y'all. Don't gas me up to get me mad at Keith Otto for not announcing these on the show. For taking away the content of the show. For me extending my platform as the best way to get momentum going for the TBT. Now, you don't need me no more, huh? Now you missed the big shot. You get Luke and get some sponsorships, and now, man, I'll just put it out on my own. Well, I don't need Marcus anymore for that. Not that you ever needed me, but you get the point. These fans are going to start trying to hype me up. And half of them are going to be like, man, I don't care if TBT wins because he announced the rest on Marcus. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let that be cool. But don't gas me up, y'all, on that. But I will ask you, Brian, Quan 4, TJ Klein, TBT. Improves our chances? Is it average or what?
Honestly, like, and I'm going to preface this by saying that the TBT is going to be an interesting – I know I've talked to you about this off air, but it's one of those things that's going to be interesting to see because – so if you ask a former Louisville fan, and this is just an example, I'm going to say Shane Behenin is in great shape right now and is going to play
great. Is in but, great shape?
Say that.
Is in great shape.
So I think he is. But let's just use him as a theoretical, and let's use Jalen Johnson. If you go ask a bunch of Louisville fans, who would they rather have on a, you know, all Louisville team or whatever, you know, we're putting them together. Would you rather have Shane Behenin or would you rather have Jalen Johnson? Majority of the Louisville fans, I think, would say Shane Behenin because he had the better career when he was at Louisville. But Shane Behenin is several years removed from the University of Louisville. Jalen Johnson was on an NBA roster within the last year, or in the G League at least, within the last year. So he's still in playing shape. So even though Shane Behenin may be the better player in Louisville players or in Louisville fans' minds, Jalen Johnson might be the better presence on the TBT team because he's more recent, which is bringing me back around to my point with Quan Four. Quan Four is one of those guys that was recently on the Louisville team, probably in a little better playing shape than a guy who's closer to his 30s, and you need that defensive toughness. And I think what he'll bring to the team will be different than a lot of the other players we brought. A lot of the other players we brought are bringing offensive firepower, you know, like Jerry Smith and Wayne Blackshear and, you know, Chris Jones and Samardo Samuels. All these guys are offensive presence. We still need – you need some toughness. You need some defensive players. And I like Quan Four's athleticism. I always said it when Quan Four was here that I thought – he would be better in pickup style basketball, you know, kind of
yep.
non-rules basketball, kind of just get out there and wing it, than he does in a system. So I think he'll be fine. Do I think he'll be a starter? No. Do I think he'll play a whole lot of minutes? No. But it's nice having that defensive stopper off the bench.
Texter says, I sound like Process right now. That's pretty funny. Let me ask you a question, and this is for the text line as well. This is for the text line or the call-in line. There's three, let's just bring it down to three types of players and three motivations. Do you want the player? This is motivations, Brian. The hungriest, the most in shape, or the most with something to prove to the Louisville fan base? Which player would you rather have the most on your team? The hungriest, and I mean hungriest, like I need my cut of that $1 million. The player that's in the best shape, or the player I need to prove to Louisville that I'm a whole lot better. Because we can say like Chris Jones or Wayne Blackshear is like the I want to prove to Louisville guy. We can say the Shane Bohannon might just be the hungriest, you know, just I need to, you know, get an opportunity. And then we could say to Jalen Johnson or somebody or Quan Four is like those are the in shape. Those are the guys like in the best shape to play. Which?
In this type of tournament?
Yep. Which one you think?
Okay, because my answer would be different if we weren't talking about this type of tournament.
No, I'm TBT tournament. Which of those players? Again, I'm going to say it one more time for the texters or the callers. Do you want the guys that are most desperate to win this money? Do you want a team full of guys who are in the best shape, like the best out of all the guys we get, the best 10 to 15 conditioned guys, or get a guy full of guys that want to prove to Louisville with and going to play for Louisville with the same kind of college pride that I should have played with to prove that I'm, you know, that I'm better for the Louisville people?
All right, so I'm going to order it for you. Number three is in least important, in my opinion. It might shock you, but is the players who need to prove something.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because I think everybody knows what each of these players has brought to the table when they were at Louisville. I think every Louisville fan should know that what they do on the court now is going to be different than what they did when they were here. And honestly, I think the hungry or like those type of players that need to prove something – could actually go against us because we don't need a ball hog out there on this team. We don't need a guy who is 30 years old being like, I need to prove to the Louisville fan base that I'm good, and it just starts jacking shots all over the place. Like, right. No, like if we're trying to win, I think the second most important are the hungriest. And, I mean, your need for money.
The most important is the hungriest?
This is the second most.
Okay.
So – I think your need for money and needing to do it is good because I think your work ethic's going to be great. You know, you get a guy who hasn't made the type of paycheck that he could make on the TBT tournament in a long time. He's going to be the guy that goes out and practice and he's like, all right, boys, we got to get it, you know, and takes everything serious and 110%, which I think is good. And that's the one that I debated over to move to the top. But I don't think it's the most important. I think the most important in a TBT-style tournament where you have people of all different ages who have been out of the game professionally for a while, the most important is the people who are athletic. and are still in shape, because we know that everybody on the team can play. Like, because that, I mean, there's a reason that you played at the University of Louisville. There's a reason why we invited you to be on the TBT team, because you were a good basketball player. So if you're still in shape and you're still athletic, we know that your ability levels are there. So, like, I think that that is most important, because you get, you know, like the big three, you see guys that are 40-something years old out there playing, and obviously they're not the way they were when they were in the NBA. And it's because they're not in shape and they're not as athletic. So the guys who are still in shape and the most athletic, we know they can still play, even if they haven't picked up a basketball as much as they used to. They're still going to be – it's like riding a bike, man. They're gonna get back into it.
Hunger number one. Condition number two. Something to prove number three. We'll take our last commercial break, and then I got to take Steve to court. And a couple more topics we got to clean up. I might have to take Coach Mack to court too. So it might be, we might get a 2-for-1. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 939 is the station. I forgot we are coming up on the time. We might have to get out of here just a tad bit early. There's an interview that'll be going on in the studio. So just to be courteous to my fellow co-workers, we're going to kind of speed up this last segment. So here's the thing, people. I thought I would be able to have enough time to take both of them to court. I will not. I've been getting a lot of texts and a lot of inboxes, people asking about the first hour and what went on during that. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if we're taking one person to court, I think we need to be taking Steve to court.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, no, I'm not going to take him to court, though. I'm just going to tell the story.
Okay, no music?
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead.
It's up to you.
I'll take it.
I don't want to take the – now it sounds like I'm going to take the blame that Steve went to the midday docket, because you were going to give him the pass and I make him do it.
Hit the music, Ryan.
You got it, Steve.
It's what it is. So here's the thing, y'all. Steve Rummage, we got to look past. We got to be neutral. We need an unbiased jury on this one. So the fact that Steve brought me a free washing machine and a free washer and dryer, the fact that Steve is on his way to Las Vegas, we're going to have to get all that out of the jury's mind to be unbiased. So here's what happens. Steve Rummage comes over. He tells me he can handle the job of the washer and dryer, getting it off the truck, getting it in the house. He said he got it up there. He said he can do it. Listen, cool. I said, Steve, I got a guy who might be able to come over. My buddy Dwayne. He's kind of on the clock, but he's slow. It's Sunday. So Dwayne's slow. So Steve comes over. Right? He comes over. He has the truck. I move my car out the way so he can pull up right to the base of my apartment. So Steve is doing this, right? Steve comes over. He knocks on the door, right? Right before Steve came over. Not right before, but just before it. Let's just say I have a neighbor who stops by.
Okay.
Said neighbor.
Okay.
Wanted me to try a certain drink. You know, okay. Neighbor was excited about this drink. You know, we kind of have cocktail conversations. So neighbor says, oh, you know, you got to try this. You got to try this, you know, whatever. So I said, sure, I'll try it, whatever. So Steve doesn't realize this. I wasn't going to make the neighbor, you know, rush off because Steve was coming by.
Oh, no, I think I know where this is going.
Don't try to get to the end. So Steve comes to the door. And Steve is surprised because he sees the neighbor there, right?
Okay.
And, okay, so I'm like, what's up, Steve? Blah, blah, blah. We talking. I said, no, you just bring it right here. Just throw it in the dining room. Steve goes outside, and he begins moving the washer and dryer, right? He gets the washer. I mean, we're kind of figuring out a way to make it easier. He gets the washer about halfway to the front door, right?
Okay.
My neighbor comes out, and she's in a sundress.
Okay.
She's trying to help, but Steve's alpha male is kind of kicking in, Brian. Like, no, I got this. I got this. Right? So my neighbor, who's in the sundress.
But Steve's struggling.
Yes, he is struggling. But this is the moment of truth, Brian. Does Steve ask this neighbor who's in wedges and a sundress, does he ask this neighbor to help move a washing machine, Brian? And keep in mind, Steve doesn't know this neighbor. So he doesn't know if this neighbor is a neighbor or a neighbor. You know, like, he doesn't know. He has no idea.
Like, this could go either way because I could totally see Steve just being like, hey, I need to get over here. But then I could also Steve being like the manly guy that's like, no, I got this. So I could see it going either way.
Brian, Steve accepts help from a neighbor.
Accepts or asks?
Accepts, but it looked like he was kind of
kind of hinting that he needed
yes,
it.
Yes. Listen, and I know it was killing him, Brian. It was killing him to have to accept neighborly help.
He probably totally thought he had the whole job taken care of. He's like, Charity, I'll be back in like 20 minutes. This will take no time.
But I watch Steve's manhood just take, you know how like and what is it? The Necromongers. What is that movie? With Vin Diesel, I can't think of the movie. It'll come to me.
Fast and the Furious.
No. Don't even try. It's a random.
It's an old
point,
one.
Point being, any of those bad guys who take people's soul, I saw a little bit. One of those
a little piece of Steve.
Yeah, a little bit of Shang Tsung. Give me your soul.
It's okay, Steve. We all need help sometimes.
Right. So I didn't know how I should. Should I?
There's no reason a pretty lady can't help you pull the washer.
Or. Should I have got on the neighbor for even offering help?
No, I don't think it's on the neighbor at all.
No?
Because when you see a guy struggling, it's only courtesy to ask, like, you need some help? And half the time you ask, do you need some help? You hope that they say no, or you expect them to say no, but you throw the courtesy, do you need help out?
Chronicles of Riddick is the movie where they have a soul snatcher in that. But yeah, so yeah, is Steve... Was he supposed to just man up, or was he supposed to accept that help?
After deep thought, I think that Steve was supposed to man up and just do it himself. I think that the neighbor was just given the courtesy, hey, can I help you out? Like, you know, you look like, you know, like I said, when you see somebody struggling, it's only nice to be like, hey, can you help? And then you expect Steve to turn around, look, see it's a female, and be like, ah, that's all right. I got it under control. Like, you're fine. I appreciate the offer.
Would your manhood have kicked in, Brian? Or would you... Okay, put it this way. So, does it matter what they were wearing?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, if she's got flip-flops on, you don't ask her to move a washer with you. I mean, it's not like, hey, can you go home and get some tennis shoes real quick and come back? I need some help with this.
And listen, he sure did, Brian. He sure did say, yeah, I need some help.
I think if I were in Steve's shoes, I would have been like, no, I got this. And I probably would have made it up like a little bit further.
Yeah.
And been like, no, I need help.
Yeah, listen. I think that's kind of how it went. He kind of tried to go a little extra. It was like, but he, no, he, listen, Of course I'm giving him a hard time.
And, I can't believe you took him to court when he gave you a free walk.
I know. Listen, again, I didn't want to taint the jury pool, but I know we have a lot of men who listen to this show and was and just going to, no, you just can't accept helping. So, yeah, I guess the most of the public will rule in favor of Steve because he needed help.
There comes a point, no matter how manly you are, that you just got to face the song and just say, you know what, I need some help.
Fair enough. Go ahead and catch that. You can pull that down. I think somebody got it. Maybe.
Pedro out there?
FedEx.
Oh, okay.
Rule in favor of Steve Rummage. He did nothing wrong. Case closed.
Boom. Done.
Okay. Cooper, one more time, y'all. One more time.
We hit the wrong part to raise the music. This is the jazzies.
Yeah, go ahead. Give that a nice fade, and we'll say it. I've been getting text. Brian will have the first hour podcasted up pretty soon.
Apparently word spread pretty quick that you had a lot of things to say about Coop.
Yes.
Now that people are trying to catch that first hour.
So, yeah, ESPN Louisville, Brian will have it up, the podcast available for the first hour while I'm doing any cleanup.
I will say it was a good rant.
I enjoyed it.
Since our caller called in to confirm that it was a
rant. That it was a rant, Mike, yeah. Okay, I'll say this as well. I wanted to give an extra shout-out to the Louisville football team. Those participants who got out on a Sunday, either Saturday or Sunday, and helped with I don't want to mess up the name, so I will say it perfectly. HFH Metro Louisville is the Twitter site. Habitat for Humanity of Metro Louisville. Repeat. Habitat for Habitat for Humanity of Metro Louisville at Lou Habitat is their Twitter. For the young men who participated in the home building, the home restoration, that's something that I never want to go for two reasons. Again, I am one who says you'll talk about a misspelling of a story to no end. Will you compliment? Will you follow? Will you give a share? Will you say good on you, good job, young men, for participating? And a lot of these things, y'all, they ask the players, they ask the team, hey, we're doing something with Habitat for Humanity. Who doesn't mind going with us? A lot of times, they don't force you to do those things. The coaches, they may ask, hey, I need some guys to do this. The gentlemen who participate, and again, Brian, myself, everybody, at some point you thought yesterday and this weekend have been the hottest days of the year.
No doubt.
And everybody talked about it. And if you're one who says, oh, he's just doing another photo op or something like that, you got something inside of you that you need to clean. If you didn't think that that's something, if you don't want to take a little bit of time and say, hey, for two reasons, those young men were out in the heat, construction with their, listen, I mean, they didn't do anything extremely dangerous. I'm sure they wouldn't, gun and nails all day long, but they weren't working with power saws or anything like that, but they give their time, their energy, their effort, their discomfort for donating. And again, I'm not sure, I won't guarantee they're donating. I'm just saying from what I participated in, these are when you give your time because you say, okay, I can take a Sunday, be a strong, strong set of arms to participate. Don't want that to go overlooked. And also, I feel good for the young men because this is funny. Have you ever done something that you realized I'm interested in this now? So guys who see up close a little bit of construction, I kind of envy those guys because it's like now you have an experience. Thanks. You have an experience that may, you know, maybe you want to get into construction. Maybe you want to do more building projects. So I kind of envy guys. It's the college experience, getting exposed to, you know, to a lot of new things. And exposure and experience. I
wish that they would show some of more of that, like, on the news. And I know that they do it to not be recognized.
Right.
But at the same time, there's so much negative stories that are in the news today. It'd be good to throw in a positive that the Louisville football team is out there doing stuff like that.
I 100% agree. Let me get this last one in here before we get out of here, then you can get ready to start playing us out, Brian. Let me mute and give this man 60 seconds on this one. DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in all the action. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with the chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credit. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is in contention. Bet $1. And if that team wins, you win $100 in site credit. Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds and promotions on baseball, hockey, and so much more all week long. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on a basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credit. That's promo code WLCL for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Go ahead and hit it, B-Hall. Get us on out of here, and let's feel good about the rest of the day. I love when that music hits. Enjoy the rest of your day. That was a fun, fun Monday. Fun start to the day. If you didn't like my rants about Mortal Kombat and Godzilla, then that means you have the problem, not me. I will see you tomorrow. I'm assuming we will be joined by Steve Brummage on his 7 o'clock Vegas time. Hopefully he's not already down. But if he uses DraftKings, he can get right back up on site credit. We're rolling along. See you tomorrow. Middays with Marcus Baby on 939 The Ville.